Number one.
From the county executive appointing Barry Bateman to the position of airport director of the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation, General Mitchell International Airport.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. It's my pleasure to be here this morning to reappoint Barry Bateman as director of the airport for Mitchell International Airport, as well as James Timmerman Airport. Mr. Bateman has been serving the county since I was 7 years old. I feel a little embarrassed to have to go over his distinguished list of credentials, but I will point out that he does administer the airport that serves over 9.5 million passengers a year. He is a great ambassador for those individuals as they enter our county, as they leave our county. He provides a very smooth and easy transition into our community, which we hope that they will continue to visit on an annual basis. He is oversees an annual budget of about $85 million. It is our pleasure to be reappointing Mr. Bateman to the airport, and we would urge your support of his appointment as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bateman, thank you for your service to Milwaukee County. And at this time, I'd like to move approval of the appointment.
Any comments of Supervisor Jerzyk, Supervisor Barkowski, Supervisor Hall?
Thank you. Just to even out the comments, I support this junior member of county service, at least with respect from my age perspective. Thank you.
Supervisor Barkowski.
I'm not going to go into the age thing. And I think I speak for others because what I've been very appreciative of is Mr. Bateman's willingness to, in essence, deflect some bullets, if you will, from neighbors at meetings. And I know that, like I said, I have other colleagues that have airport issues. And needless to say, there are some people that get very irate with noise. And Mr. Bateman, you have been great as far as coming, being, you know, the lead person at the airport. I know Pat Rowe is in our audience, and she's been willing to come, and Kim Berry and stuff. But I just want you to know that, and I know I speak for all of us, that we're grateful when you come to our meetings, because it's not just a county supervisor taking on the masses, if you will. It's the people that you know, are really in the trenches doing that work, and it helps us.
Is that it?
That is.
Okay. Supervisor Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like my colleagues, I want to recognize Mr. Bateman for his years and years of dedicated service. I'll leave it at the third pronunciation of the word years. It's been an honor and pleasure to have the airport in my county district, and it has been equally a pleasure to work with Mr. Bateman, even when we've had problems. I know there was recently a very, very small fuel leak through one of the pipelines there, and I believe Mr. Bateman was out there himself assisting with the search, which I think is a reflection of his level of dedication. So as his future is before us, dangling like a participle, I will echo the move for approval. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It was close.
Anybody else got something to say?
It is dangling.
It is dangling, really. I'm thinking about withdrawing this emotion right here. But on a serious note, Mr. Bateman, it's a pleasure. I've been working with you 18 years, and you know one of my concerns is diversity. And before we even move, vote, I will be supporting this initiative. But I want to show you how the chief of the fire department, and he's going to give his new assistants, let them stand up and introduce them, please. This is because underneath Barry Bateman's management and team, because he realized I'm really concerned about diversity at the airport and also Milwaukee County. But I need to commend the chief for looking and start saying we're going to need to make sure that we have people reflect Milwaukee County. Chief, will you introduce yourself and introduce your new
Thank
people?
Thank you, Supervisor. It's an honor to be here. I have the honor to be in the fire chief here at General Mitchell International Airport. Mr. Bateman and Mr. Blue hired me to come in here to do a job to take this department into a new direction, and we're doing that. And I'd like to introduce some of the key folks that we've hired recently, moved up into the supervisory ranks to assist us in that change. And I want to thank you, Supervisor Mayo, for those who played a big role in that, along with Supervisor Johnson, and we appreciate that, and all the other supervisors. I'd like to introduce a couple of our internal candidates who competed. And because of their track record and the good work that they did internally while we were going through this promotion system, I'd like to introduce our Assistant Chief, Kevin Doyne. Kevin Doyne held down the Assistant Chief position and the TAC position for a while, and he also held down the Fire Chief position on my arrival. Provided me outstanding training to get me up to speed of what needed to be done. So I thank him very much. Next to him is our other internal candidate, Assistant Chief Scott Wozinski. He worked quite well on the floor as a lead firefighter, as an acting captain, and he's provided some outstanding expertise for us, especially in the technology area, which we have to grow. And just along with our other internal candidates, we have one who's holding the fort down, Assistant Chief Chukowski, Terry Chukowski. He was reallocated into one of the positions. But just as exciting as our internal candidates is our external candidates. And I can't say enough of what we did. We went out, looked into our area, and I'm really excited to introduce Assistant Chief Alonzo Chapman. In my business, there's not many times you get an opportunity to bring in a seasoned battalion chief with the expertise and the leadership and the values that this chief has. Coming from a major department such as the City of Milwaukee, a very good department, and for him to come to us with that, we're really excited. In addition to his position as assistant chief, he is going to be my chief of staff, working directly with me in developing policy and redirection. Will be utilizing his expertise that he has in the City of Milwaukee in that capacity. Next to him is Assistant Chief Vernon Easley. I needed a strong chief to come in to redesign our training program, and we got the best. He's coming from the great state of Texas.
Hold up now. You're in Wisconsin. Let's make sure you understand where you're at now, okay? The great state of Wisconsin. He's second to the state of Texas. Okay.
All right, okay. I relocated here from Austin, Texas.
Oh, you're from Texas too, huh? Oh, I do understand that.
Vernon, the Assistant Chief Easley, what he brings to us, he was an officer at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. And if you know anything about Randolph Air Force Base, huge operation, headquarters base, strong training mission. And what he's bringing to us is ideal. I couldn't ask for a better set of chief officers. And I'm in the autumn of my career. When you get this given to you, I have all intentions to doing extremely well with it. So I thank you very much. We're going to move forward, and we're going to change, and we're changing as we speak. As I told Mr. Blue when he offered me this position, we have all intentions to take this department and make it world class. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for coming. Any other comments or questions? Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll item number one?
Wyshon.
Aye.
Burkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.